yeah?
Where's our Christmas music?
I think we're beyond that now.
No.
You think we ought to have some Christmas music just in case people are still in the mood to celebrate?
I hate that it just everything just stops.
I know, isn't it amazing?
On the 26th, it's like Christmas, and then no more music.
So while our poll today on the Doug Stephan website, how long will you keep your Christmas tree up? A, we've already taken it down.
Until next year.
B, probably until the weekend. C, through New Year's. D, through Epiphany. E, as long as possible. Okay, so today is December the 26th, and through the weekend, I'm just looking at one of the neatest things, one of the most loving things that happened to me during the Christmas season was Meredith had come out to put up the Christmas tree in my big room, and the big room is like a conservatory. It has windows all around it, so she wanted to put the tree up there, and it was dark, so she didn't see me coming, and I stood outside for about, 10, 15 minutes watching her put the lights on it and the ornaments. And
you are a creeper.
The coolest thing. I'm a creeper. It was just cool to watch that. So
yeah. Well, you
now,
haven't had Christmas in your house in such a long time.
No.
So.
And so now I said, so when are we going to take it down? And she looked at it. She looked at me saying, like, we?
Yeah. My kind of woman. I love putting it up, but you could take it down all you want.
I think maybe we'll try to arrange that somehow this weekend because it'll be travel time after that. As we get into the first of the year, many of you will spend a lot of time listening to these year-in-review programs and the ad nauseum on television of what happened this past year. We're doing it on our countdown show. It is something that I suppose we have to fall into. Jennifer and I are here in this hour to take a shot at the news from our point of view. So maybe we start by looking at Yahoo and the trends there, because I know a lot of people seem to be going back and forth looking at these things, the standout news, some of the obsessions that people have had. And I don't know whether I want to spend too much time on this, but what do you... There's the day-to-day stuff that shows up for sure, but is there a focus on Yahoo and some of these other websites on some of the big things that people have looked for, searched for, come across, followed, at least as far as social media is concerned?
I'm sure if we did a little digging, there'd be, everybody this week is going to start putting out their top news of 2012, stories, the most searched people, all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm sure we dig a little bit, we can find those lists. Yeah.
All right. So let's take a look at that. The poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, where was Christmas dinner? Let's see how that shook out. 37% sat at my house. Where'd you go for? I didn't get here until, past dinner time last night, so I didn't come over to your house. Yeah.
I actually went to my dad's cousin's last night. It was really nice. She did turkey and ham.
Oh, okay. Some really good turkey around this year. I tasted some really good moist turkey. But I think the best one was when we went to dinner at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse on Thanksgiving night. That was really good turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, where else? 29% of you who responded to the poll yesterday at DougStephan.com said you went to a family member's house. 14% of you said you had to work yesterday. Wow, that was a lot. That's a larger number. But most of the fast food places were open. The convenience stores were open. A lot of retail at the discretion of the owners was open, as it turned out later in the day. I didn't see any food stores open, though. When I was driving back from the airport last night to the house, I didn't see anything. It was actually coming up the street. It was, other than a few Christmas lights, like a ghost town here.
Yeah, it is one of my favorite things to drive in L.A. on Christmas because it's so empty. Yeah. You know, I actually saw Jack in the Box open it because there's one near my house I have to pass before I can go home. And that was open last night. But what I thought was so odd is driving up to my mom's for Christmas morning yesterday, Starbucks was open.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why that surprised me, but it was open. There was a line.
I think there were a lot of Dunkin' Donuts. Whatever was on the highway, those places would have all been opened, I think, pretty much. So let's see here. How else did this shake out? 29% went to a family member's house for dinner. 14% working. Let's see. 11% weren't sure yesterday morning where they were going to have their dinner. 6% said they were eating out, and 5% said they were going to a friend's house for a Christmas dinner. So that's kind of the way it worked out. And I think we do, all of us kind of want to keep a bit of Christmas. We want some Christmas. We need a little Christmas. We want a little Christmas. That is Not the case, though, with the reality of what is happening in the world. More and more people are now weighing in. Even the Sunday before Christmas, there were a lot of the television programs that were focused, the Sunday morning news programs, you know, and then there are various and sundry ways of dealing with the political non-realities of the day. For example, the fiscal impasse. That's what I'm going to call it now. People have been calling the fiscal cliff. I started calling
You're
it
gonna call it the fiscal
slope. I like, well, that's really what it is. Mm-hmm. I was reading in a magazine on the plane coming out yesterday that, in essence, what we have here is a failure to communicate.
You think?
And so all these people going back and forth, there's only how much time left till the end of the year? What, 5 days, 6 days?
Yeah.
So this is, if these people don't get to work, there is a huge tax increase that befalls everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And there are huge spending cuts that befalls all programs. And in my estimation, the spending cuts are necessary. The tax increases are not. And the and if you look back at any of the, in our lifetime, my lifetime, your lifetime, look back, this thing has happened four or five times. We have short memories, but this sort of thing has happened four or five times before. It hasn't been the number, in other words, the trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that we've borrowed, they're in the hole for, that wasn't the number that was the issue, but it was the discussion of spending more than we have. And how that seems to be, people say, well, I don't understand how people can spend more money than they have. We've become an indebted society of the leadership doing what it does. Everybody else says, okay, it's all right for them to do it with our money. We'll do it with our money.
46 cents of every dollar that we spend in our country is borrowed.
Yeah. So that means you have to pay taxes on that money. And it is a reality that is beyond the beyond as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, so that's one item of interest as the year finishes. Here's something that really is interesting, Jennifer. Mitt Romney never wanted to run.
That's what his son said, huh?
And his wife talked him into it. There was a story published in the Boston Globe. I grabbed the paper as I was getting on the plane yesterday. This fellow, Tag Romney, said that it was he and his mom who persuaded him to make the run.
Oh, Tag, you're it.
If he could have found somebody else to take his place, he would have stepped aside. That's what he said. What does that do for...
Now, you don't think this is just like, you know, when you don't get something as a kid, you're like, well, I didn't want that anyway. You don't think that's what this is?
I don't get that about Romney. I was never excited about him as governor of Massachusetts.
He's a really good guy.
But I think he's anything but a bad guy. I think he's every bit as good a guy as some people think he is. And what we've stumbled into in our world, and it started with Bill Clinton more than anything else, is that the president's got to be a rock star and a pop star. He's got to be something, in essence, bigger than life. And that's why this guy, Cory Booker, you know
Mayor.
Who he is?
Yeah, mayor of New Jersey, right?
He's the mayor of, probably not the mayor.
Not New Jersey, of Newark.
He's the mayor
of Newark,
New Jersey, who has been all over the place in the last month or two. I mean, everywhere. This guy is quoted. There are pictures. There's video. And the last appearance that he made was on ABC's This Week.
He's always been high profile, though. He was on Jay Leno a lot.
He seemed to be pretty funny, always upbeat, 43 years old. He said on This Week that he was sick of the false debate over gun control. He said that most of us in America, including gun owners, agree on things that would stop this carnage. He said, I don't know if anybody here has seen somebody get shot. I have. I don't know if anybody here has had to put their hand on somebody else's chest and stop the bleeding. I have. Now, that's pretty profound stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as with all of this other discussion about the about gun control, I thought it was also interesting. I had a fly through Chicago yesterday. I picked up a little like a local rag that was in the airport, and the headline, not even on the front page, 446 school-age children shot in Chicago this past year. 62 school-age children have been killed by crazed nuts in Chicago. So how come this, the Newtown shooting horror as it was, maybe it's because it was 26 people who died all at the same time. But did you know that 446 school-age children have been shot in Chicago this year?
You know, the only reason I knew this is actually I've been talking to a guy who wants to start doing a talk show, a really interesting guy out of Chicago, and he brought this to my attention.
Really?
His contention is it's because they're black, and that's why the media
doesn't care. Right. Mm-hmm. These are all white kids that were shot and killed in Newtown, Connecticut, and all of the people that have been, every single one of the people shot in Chicago are black. Every single one of those 446 school-age children were shot.
It makes me not want to believe that, because I just don't see how that could be possibly true in this day and age.
What?
But about the media bias like that. But I guess, you know.
Well, I'm looking. There were 15, 18-year-olds who were murdered in a school or around school. 16, 17-year-olds, 16, 16-year-olds, 6, 15-year-olds, 4, 14-year-olds, 2, 13-year-olds, 1, 12-year-old, 1, 7-year-old, and 1, 6-year-old. Killed in Chicago this past year. How's that sit with you? 800-510-8255. This hour of Good Day is not always about what's good. But I think this discussion has to happen. There has to be a discussion about this sort of thing, because it's all part of the overall problem. You know, the people that run the gaming lobby, the video game lobby, says there's no evidence of a link between media violence and the real thing. Come on. What are you talking about? It's like LaPierre says, guns, you know, not the problem. It doesn't make any difference. It makes no difference, honestly, what the real problem is, because people in a country like ours who are vocal, who are going to speak out, are going to demand changes in all three of the areas where the government, the president was smart in putting together that committee with Biden running it. I don't know how smart that, I'm not talking about that being smart, but it focuses on guns, on violence in the media, and also on our realities when it comes to mind and how we take care of ourselves, our mental health issues that have continued to be a focus here. We're in denial on all three of them. All three of these areas were in denial in one way or another. Parents have sent their children off to school, having hyped them up with all kinds of sugary cereals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They get to school and they're off the walls, and the school psychiatrist prescribes Ritalin. It's all, everybody's in denial. So let's see where it goes. 19 after on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Doug are here. Most of the time our program is focused on fun, the issues of the day that are not political. I guess this shooting and all of the things that go with it, that's one of the biggest items of the year. A lot of things on people's minds, and it is appropriate to discuss this in one way or another. So Jennifer, I wonder if you, in the last few minutes, have come up with any of these things that are in the year in review. I'm trying to nose around here. The weather's been a big thing this year, and as a strong, actually pretty forceful, pretty bumpy ride coming across the country.
Was it? Where?
Yeah.
Because we thought it might be clear for you,
storm.
But no, huh?
Well, it's clear when you get to 39,000 feet, but I mean, it still can get bumpy because the impact of a storm whose ceiling is, let's say, 30, 31, 32,000 feet, you glide over the top of it, and you know you're still going to feel the bumpity bumps. And so this big storm that is sort of was south of where I was still had a major impact yesterday. And then I was thinking about this fellow who was one of the heroes of Hurricane Sandy. Remember reading the stories about Dylan Smith?
The surfer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 23 years old, used his surfboard to bring six of his neighbors to safety during the storm, died in a surfing accident on Sunday in Puerto Rico. He was named one of People Magazine's Heroes of the Year for his bravery. He'd been vacationing in Puerto Rico, had been down there for 4 days. He was pulled underwater by a wave. A doctor began CPR on him when he got to shore, but he was unable to revive him. That's a dangerous sport. It really
surfing?
Is. Surfing is a very, I think.
Well, it can be quite safe if you do it. It's all in how you do it and how professional you think you are. And you have to realize the ocean has so much power. I will never forget my dad always saying, never turn your back on the ocean, because you don't know. It's a powerful thing, you know?
Well, I think I was scared once, really scared, swimming out to a reef. Somebody who spent a lot of time in Palm Beach County, and that Riviera Beach is kind of a neat area. I like it a lot. And one day I went out, this is probably 20 years ago, I swam, and I'm an okay swimmer, I'm not great, but I'm an okay swimmer, I can save myself, and it was a good thing because that day I had to save myself. I swam out, it's probably 400, maybe 500 yards to a reef, and it was low tide. But it was 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and the tide was coming in very quickly, and I didn't realize it. So I started to swim back to shore, and as I was swimming, I felt myself getting tugged, mm-hmm. if you will, backwards, and I'm fighting, and it's pulling, and I'm fighting, and it's pulling, and I'll tell you, I damn near drowned.
So what happened? Well, I mean, obviously you didn't drown, but did you just kind of hang out and wait, or did you try to swim it in?
No, I couldn't wait, because there was nothing underneath me. I had left the sandbar, and I was swimming back to shore, and I don't know whether the presence of mind was for me to take deep breaths and go under the water so that I was swimming under the water and I didn't feel as much of the toe. It's when you're above, for whatever the reason, and I can't explain it, for whatever the reason, when you're above the water, it seems to tow or pull on you more and you're gasping. So you're almost always out of breath in that circumstance. And, you know, you don't have much of a chance. The oceans are sure a heck of a lot stronger than you are. Mm-hmm. And I'm relatively strong, but I swam against it. And somehow, you know, it's, here's what it is. With me, anyway, my philosophy of life is that wasn't my opportunity to move to the next
right.
circuit.
Your ticket hadn't come up
my
yet.
My ticket was not punched for that day. So I learned, but I'll tell you, do I go out that far in the ocean again? Nope. Don't do it. I go into the ocean, but I don't really even like it anymore. I'd rather go into the pool. I love the pool, but I'm not one for jumping out into the ocean. Very dangerous stuff. So a moment for this fellow who did so much. Too bad at 23. What a sad ending. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. More and more ski resorts are partnering up to allow ski pass holders to visit more than one mountain. The Monarch Mountain Pass actually gets you access to 31 separate ski areas. We're talking resorts throughout the western United States, into British Columbia, and even 5 ski areas in Germany and Austria. Then there's the Epic Season Pass, which gets you unlimited access to all the Vail resorts in Colorado and Tahoe. And this year, they've even added 3 free days in Switzerland. Now here's the bad news. It's such a good deal, they've already sold out for this year. But in March, they'll have early bird passes for next year's season. Now still available is the Mountain Collective Pass. That's sold by Liftopia, which is an online retailer for ski passes. They've brought together 4 major ski areas: Alta, Aspen Snowmass, Jackson Hole, and Squaw Valley. For $379 per person, you get 2 free days of skiing and half off any additional lift tickets. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm happy to bring you the next in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Martha and 7 other grandparents were excited to finally charter the 52-foot catamaran to the British Virgin Islands, with their nephew as captain. After 4 days of fun in the sun, they were fishing 11 miles out to sea when the engines quit and the boat began to take on water. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories. Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance services.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24/7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed, huh? Maybe I should go.
No, Kristen, please stay. Mom, please get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24/7, like no one else. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Yeah, it's raining heavily here in Los Angeles.
Love it.
Actually, Gulf states yesterday had some major problems traveling. The snow-covered states included Colorado all the way down to Texas. Most of the roads in Denver were blanketed by early morning snow, and there was high wind damage in Houston. Blizzard warnings in effect for Memphis, parts of Indiana, western Kentucky, Gulf Coast. And all the way up, there's supposed to be a snowstorm in New England, apparently, later on this week. I'm not too concerned because I'm not there.
Yeah, when do you go back? How long are you in Los Angeles?
I go back on Friday.
Oh. Yeah,
so I'll run into it. Beat the storm and leave where you are now so you get back to where you're going. I guess that's probably it if you're in the eastern part of the country. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook. By going to facebook.com/good day. The essence of where we are, I asked Jennifer to do some digging, because we'll do like everybody else does, I suppose. I say this in a gratuitous way, because I don't like to do what everybody else does, but at certain points, you're expected to look at something. And actually, some of these things are fun. I just found a website that lists some really dumb things that happened this past year, but I thought I'd turn it over to you first, Jennifer. So you can give
back
us what
to me in my studio.
Back to you in your studio, yes.
Well, you wanted to talk a little bit about the top stories of social media of the year, or should we do a couple
that,
of quick?
Yeah, things that people seem to... Social media trends are always different than the news media trends, because
right.
People have a different focus, and I believe that what is showing up on social media is probably more relevant to what most people are thinking than the crud that you see in the everyday snooze media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they took it together, this website called First Post, put together the biggest news-making items from the world of social media. So these aren't the things that trended biggest necessarily on the websites, but these are the biggest things that happened mm-hmm. this year for social media as an industry. The first one was Instagram. Instagram blew up this year,
yeah.
And Facebook actually acquired the company in April for over $1 billion.
That so that's a huge controversy
huge
right
amount
now.
Of money.
Huge,
yeah.
But the guy, no, I'm talking about what's going on now with them, wanting to charge... For your picture you posted on Facebook and they want to charge people for using it?
There's two different things going on. Instagram proposed new terms that were supposed to take place at the end of the year that said if you had an Instagram account, Instagram would own every picture that you took through Instagram, whether you gave them permission to or not, that they could use those photos and sell them in like a, you know, on a photo website.
It changed the name from Instagram to Nazi-gram.
Right. Well, now, because people just went crazy about this, they took that off the table. So now they will ask permission before they can sell anything, which is the way it should be.
And who gets their money?
Well, I'm sure if... if they do want to buy, they'll get it. Yeah. Now, Facebook, I mean, this was actually genius on the part of Instagram, because not only, I mean, that's a way for them to really monetize their site. I don't think they thought that people would catch on to the fact that they were selling things that weren't theirs, interestingly enough. Right. Now, Facebook, on the other hand, has something else going on right now that says if someone is not your friend, so let's say it's me, okay, and I have someone from Nigeria who wants to send me a message and we are not friends.
Right.
They have to pay a dollar or a set amount to actually send me a message because they're not in my personal network of friends.
Right, okay.
Which, at first, you don't want to have any new costs associated with Facebook, but...
Would they charge you or the person sending it?
They would charge the person sending it. But what's beautiful about this is I know on Facebook, when I'm on Facebook and signed in, I get a lot of unsolicited messages from people in other countries. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, send me your social security number. Hey, do you mind holding on to this $1 million I have burning a hole in my pocket?
Yeah, right.
So to actually, if a dollar would turn those people off from sending me those yucky messages, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to make a million, and they're only going to invest a dollar.
Yeah.
They might keep it up.
Speaking of Facebook, the next biggest story of the year was Facebook's IPO, which was huge. I mean, it was a big disaster for Facebook. It didn't do as well as they thought it was going to, but that was still a big, big story in the social media world.
It's a disaster that, what's his name, Mark Zuckerberg's only worth $11 billion now.
Well, no,
19?
But it tanked. I mean, I think their initial offer
flattened out.
It was like $38 or something.
Right, and it's now at about half that, I think.
Yeah. So, next one was Marissa Meyer's appointment as Yahoo's CEO. The biggest story here is that she was the youngest female CEO for a Fortune 500 company ever, and she was the only one appointed while she was pregnant. Huge step for women in the corporate world, I think.
Had a baby and went back to work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They also are talking about this Gangnam Style. Now, I don't know how much you know about this, Dougie, but I know we actually put your head on a Gangnam Style video. Psy is this Korean, like, star. I mean, I don't know exactly what he is so famous for in Korea, but he is super-duper famous in South Korea. He's a rapper.
Isn't he the one that was in, that said something nasty about America like 10 years ago, and he's still got a government Freedom of Something award this year?
I don't think so.
The president? Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, he's. I don't know too much about him. I have to confess.
What I know about him, I don't like.
He created this music video called Gangnam Style, and the song and the video have exploded. Mm-hmm. It hit 1 billion views on YouTube, and in fact, it was so famous, Dougie, that we even put your face into the video. Actually gone Gangnam Style as well.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, so those are your top stories from the social media world for 2012.
All right. So as January 1st comes around, are you worried about the fiscal deadline that is on the horizon? 800-510-8255. A lot of things made of this in the news media. I'm not sure all of what you've been told is true. A lot of posturing by the Republicans and the Democrats. Whether it's a quick deal or not remains to be seen. I just want to know how these billions and trillions of dollars are going to be paid back. That's all I want to know. I don't know anything else about anything else. Just how you're going to pay this off. As a matter of fact, when you look at how broke we are, and you look at the situation with seniors in our country, Jennifer, and veterans and orphans and people who are homeless, and then you look at what we've spent money on. You and I, as the taxpayer, have donated our largesse, i.e. tax money, to Hamas, for example. Did you know the United States government paid Hamas $351 million last year? Hamas.
You know,
many people think they're the bad guys in the Palestinian thing.
Can you imagine how much we would make back if we would stop supporting all these people throughout the world?
We don't make it. We don't spend it. But I don't think people understand. Let me go through a few of these numbers for you just so you have them. Libya got $1.45 billion in foreign aid. Libya. Look what goes on in that country, and they got $1.45 billion in aid from us.
What we give to our friends must be stellar.
Egypt and Israel both got $3.97 billion as the ongoing, remember the, was it, 67 war, when America ended it by pledging to give both of them the same amount of money, and that was why the war ended. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Let's see here. Haiti got $1.4 billion.
Rebuilding efforts, right? From
America, from the taxpayer now. I'm just talking about the taxpayer. Nigeria got $456 million. The Sudan, $870 million. Kenya, 816 million. Let's see, the Congo, 359 million. Ethiopia, 981 million. Pakistan got $2 billion in foreign aid from America. Let's see, Mozambique got 404 million. Kazakhstan, 304 million. Iraq got if you put all the numbers together for Iraq, I'm looking at three or four different sources, $8 billion went to Iraq last year. Anyway, so billions of dollars, and most of these countries don't like us at all. Meanwhile, there are a lot of people who are living on fixed income, don't get any government support or aid at all. And what bothers me more than anything else about this is that money is extracted for, remember when George Bush, this started with Bush, had the, when the religious groups were involved in government policy, what do they call that? Compassionate concern. Thank you very much, Evan. Religious organizations getting billions of dollars. I don't want to support that. We give a lot of money to countries for food. How many people we got starving in our country? I mean, these are simple questions, but is there an answer to them? We have all these adoptable children who are shoved aside to make room for the adoption of foreign orphans. We have all these people who don't have a home, children going to bed hungry, elderly don't have medication, mentally ill or aren't getting treated, and yet I remember George Clooney and the Haiti thing. It's a worthwhile effort. That at least was private money, but the United States government matched what they raised right. In private corners. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. And it's very frustrating to see this stuff. And I wonder how many people are actually paying attention to this sort of thing. I asked the question, I suppose it's a sort of rhetorical question, but it is a question worth asking. Jennifer is going to check out some of the latest personality news stories that are, I was going to say, plaguing us.
Some of them might be. Where's Lohan?
A little bit of that, right, exactly. And then there's Ben Affleck, and there's Ashton Kutcher and Jessica Simpson. So we'll find out what's going on with them. Let me help you help yourself. If you're in pain, that is if you have arthritis, bursitis, you've got other things, pulled muscles, overworked muscles, related injuries, sports injuries, that sort of thing. New from American Medical Labs is a way to get total relief from these pains that I just described. It's called Pure Pain Relief. You ready for this, Jennifer? Mm-hmm. Pure Pain Relief. Its name says it all. There is nothing in this formula that's not dedicated to pain relief. The old-fashioned way was to distract you from pain by using heat or cold, or you put something on that smelled, hoo-wee, not good, right? This has a light citrus scent, no skin irritating heat or cold, just deep penetration into the area, so it actually blocks the nerves from sending the sensation of pain to your brain. The added relief of MSM, it's really a wonderful, pure pain reliever. And you can get this if you're an exerciser I am and lots of other people are. You want a good night's sleep? Here's how you get it. You call 941-585-9505 and get Pure Pain Relief. $24.95. Add a second bottle for half price. No shipping, no handling charge. 941-585-9505, or you can go to justaskdavid.com/Doug and order it that way. But you won't get the special deal unless you call directly. Talk to the operator, 941-585-9505, for Pure Pain Relief.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end of year clearance. Get unheard of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now. So get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know, the great low rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh, whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
Renowned restaurateur and judge on Fox's MasterChef, Joe Bastianich, is helping smokers, chefs, and fellow food service industry workers quit smoking in the new year. Bastianich is teaming up with Blueprint to Quit, a comprehensive resource designed to help smokers address both the physical and psychological aspects of quitting smoking.
Smoking has a huge effect on taste and smell. So my passion for food, on top of my concern for health, was a huge factor in my decision to quit smoking. For 18 long years, I depended on cigarettes, and after dozens of attempts at quitting, I was finally able to quit with the help of Nicotine CQ and support from my loved ones and family. Support was key in my quit attempt and why I stand behind programs like Blueprint to Quit, which combines resources like quit smoking aids and an online quit plan to help you quit smoking forever.
Blueprint to Quit is available exclusively at Walmart. Visit walmart.com/blueprint to quit for more information. Bastianich is a paid spokesperson for GlaxoSmithKline.
800-510-8255. Mary Ann's in Gladstone, Virginia, listening to Good Day. Mary, I guess we can say Happy New Year now, Mary Ann, yes?
Well, that's true. Happy New Year.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on with you?
Not much.
Why'd
just listening
call?
To you.
Maybe a little bit like going to the
dentist. She's active listening, Dougie. Yes.
All right. So you actively are listening, so you must have had a thought about something that Jennifer and I were talking about.
Absolutely. We need to keep our money here in the USA for our seniors and for our young kids.
So, okay, if we all agree on this, then why doesn't it happen?
Because politicians are listening.
Because they're in Washington, D.C. for too long. Term limits.
So you like my idea of six... For the president, 6 years for everybody, no rerunning for the same office. You get 6 years as president, 6 years as a senator, 6 years as a congressperson, 6 years as governor. That's it. You can't run for the same office again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Can we make it a different number, though? Because 666 sounds so not like it's positive.
Well, but do six. I mean, what are you going to do, make it eight? I think eight's too long for not being able to be... Representative, you got to have a chance to change things, and 6 years seem to add up. Mary Ann, thank you. Don's in May, Texas. Hi, Don. You're on the air, and good day. Hi.
Good morning, Mr. Stevin. You know, the reason these giveaway program continues to go on, and it's been going on for decades to these foreign countries, and a lot of them are our adversaries.
Yeah, we know that. We know that.
In 1996... William Jefferson Clinton gave the Palestinians over
all right.
there.
So, Don, in the interest of time, what's the point that you want to make? Is because
well, we got too many people brokering deals over here, giving away our money. That's
well,
why
it's because
been
there's
given
too many.
Away.
There's too many insider deals by people who are lobbyists, people who go back and forth from industry into government and back and forth. That's really the problem. Thanks, Don. Happy New Year.
Hope.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Past the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn. Now, Shelley Palmer is usually here to report on technology, but he has the week off. Imagine that, people taking this week off. What an outrage. Good Lord. At any rate, there are a couple of stories that we want you to know about from the world of technology. One has to do with a flack over Instagram and their changing service terms and what that has led to. There's a new wrinkle to that story. Plus, Hugh Grant has settled his hacking lawsuit against News International. Jennifer will tell you that story right after this here on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
800-510-8255. Okay, so Jennifer.
Yes.
Facebook's Instagram photo sharing service has been hit with what appears to be the first civil lawsuit to result from the changed service terms that we were talking about, the howls of protest that came last week. The proposal for the class action lawsuit was filed in San Francisco federal court, I believe, on Monday. A California Instagram user leveled breach of contract and other claims against Facebook. Quote, we believe this complaint is without merit and we will fight it vigorously. Obviously, that's what Facebook is going to say.
Right.
Instagram, for those of you who are not following.
I'd be surprised if they said, you're right, here's a lot of money.
Yeah, here's a lot of money. Right? Yeah, right, we give.
You win.
Help yourself. How much do you want? Anyway, we were just talking about this a few minutes ago. Instagram basically allows you to add filters. Effects.
Yeah, it takes a photo, and you can filter it, and then you can share it all over the place on blogs and Facebook, on Twitter.
So you told us it was, what, $715 million? That's how much Facebook paid for it, I think, right?
Yeah, close to a billion, yes.
So Instagram then announces that they're going to change how it works. And, of course, that made everybody suspicious. selling user photos without compensation to the user, i.e. you take a picture, post it on Facegram, Jennifer does, whoever, and they decide, well, that's a good picture, we're going to sell that to whoever.
Nice. Somebody
and
can have that for a
you
few
get
bucks.
No, you get nothing. From,
right.
There's two things wrong with that. Number one, it's an invasion of privacy. Number two is you took it. Why should they make the money on it? Well,
right.
They can tell you that it was because they're the ones who provided you the opportunity to share. And so because of that technology, which cost them money, they want to make some money out of it. So if they'd have been smart, they'd have like 50-50 maybe. You get 50%, I get 50%. They sell it for a dollar.
That'd be smart. And
it would be smart. But they're greedy.
You opt in, and
Zuckerberg is greedy. That's the problem. This is a greedy company.
Well, he's got this great idea that is
very
difficult to monetize. And so I'm sure he's grasping at straws and trying to figure out how he's going
to
do that.
Isn't that difficult to monetize, even though the stock value went way down from what it went out as the IPO for. As I said a few minutes ago, the guy's still worth 11. He himself, he's got obviously a majority of the stock in the company, he's worth $11 billion. And yeah, it was $19 billion when it first started the first day. But how much, I look at him and I don't get a good vibe from him. I've never gotten a good vibe from him.
Really?
No, never. I don't like the way he presents himself. I don't know. Just, you know, we all have our gut. My gut tells me he's not trustworthy, frankly. Anyway, and I think this proves it. I mean, why? This is a sneaky trick to get people to, you know, do something that is basically their work, and he's the one who wants to. I mean, it's a great thing. America, a great country. Get somebody else to do the work, and you make the money. That's a, you know, it's a brilliant concept. However, these people are right to file the suit against him, I think, anyway. So there's a story about that at DougStephan.com. All right, what's the Hugh Grant story?
Ooh, Hugh Grant is in the news. He just settled his hacking lawsuit against News International, which is the owner the News of the World, right.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant has today settled his claims for damages and other legal remedies arising out of the unlawful activities of News of the World journalists and others over a number of years. That was a statement from the actor's attorney. The substantial sum, can you imagine what that must be? Mm. Will be donated to the Hacked Off campaign for free and accountable media, which I think is funny. So he sued him, he won, and then he donates some money. That's cool.
Yeah, it is. In the spirit of the end of the year and wishing people well in the new year, as we do as well here. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackie Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackie berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.